Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mark Newman responds to Democrat Tammy Baldwin's call for the GOP candidates to support lowering college student loan interest rates.
The message here today is I've been challenged by Congresswoman Baldwin to talk about student loans, and she, in fact, is the one who voted for the situation that we're in today, where the rates are going from 3.4 to 6.8 on our students. She voted for that bill and is now trying to use that for political gamesmanship against her political opponents, and that's the height of hypocrisy.
Newman says Baldwin's 2007 House vote was for the U.S. economy to look better in the eyes of the Congressional Budget Office.
And again, to emphasize this, CBO looks at the current law. So when they wrote a law in the book that said the interest rate was going from 3.4 to 6.8% this year, CBO then assumed that there was more revenue coming into the federal government. And what that meant, of course, is that they could report a lower deficit than reality. This is the budget gimmicks, the budget shenanigans that have caused us to have a $16 trillion debt in this country, and it's what needs to be stopped.
One aspect of Baldwin's plan is to implement the Buffett rule, which would raise taxes on millionaires. Newman says any loan interest relief should be offset by spending reductions. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.